Hey there, Dopamine Damage Control fam. It's your girl, Sienna Cruz, back with another daily dose of real talk about reclaiming your focus and ditching those pesky addictions. Now, I know what you're thinking, self-care sounds super fluffy and Instagrammable, right? Like a bubble bath with rose petals and a cup of herbal tea. But trust me, self-care isn't just about avocado toast and face masks, though those are nice. It's the foundation for lasting recovery and mental well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put cheap fuel in a high-performance car and expect it to run smoothly. Your mind and body are incredible machines, but they need the right kind of nourishment to thrive. And self-care? That's the premium fuel for your mental engine. Ever felt completely drained, burned out, like you're running on fumes? That's a sign your self-care tank is empty. Today, we're diving deep into why self-care isn't just some trendy buzzword, it's a vital lifeline for anyone navigating the ups and downs of addiction recovery and mental health. First things first. Let's get real about what self-care actually means. It's not about indulging every whim or living in a constant state of bliss, though that would be nice. It's about intentionally prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think of it like a toolbox filled with different tools to help you manage stress, build resilience, and cultivate inner peace. Number 1. Mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a meditation guru overnight, although if that floats your boat, go for it. It's simply about bringing awareness to the present moment. Pay attention to your breath, your senses, your thoughts without judgment. You know that feeling when you're completely lost in a good book or a captivating conversation? That's mindfulness in action. Number 2. Physical activity. This doesn't have to be a grueling marathon. Think walks in nature, dancing like nobody's watching, or even just stretching for a few minutes. Movement is medicine, folks. It releases endorphins, boosts your mood, and helps clear that mental clutter. Number 3. Sleep hygiene. We're not talking about counting sheep here, though that might work. This is about creating a relaxing bedtime routine, setting limits on screen time before bed, and making sure your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cool. Remember, sleep isn't a luxury, it's a necessity for optimal brain function and recovery. Number 4. Healthy boundaries. Learning to say no can be tough, but it's crucial for protecting your time, energy, and mental well-being. You don't have to please everyone all the time. Setting healthy boundaries means prioritizing your needs and creating space for self-care. And lastly, number 5. Connection. Cultivating meaningful relationships with friends, family, or a support group is essential. Sharing your experiences, offering support to others, and feeling a sense of belonging can make a world of difference in your recovery journey. Remember, you're not alone. Okay, so picture this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, emails are flooding in, and your boss just dropped a project on your plate that feels like Mount Everest. Your mind is racing, stress levels are sky high, and you feel that urge to escape, maybe scroll through social media, binge watch a show, or reach for that extra cup of coffee. Sound familiar? We've all been there. But instead of succumbing to those cravings, what if you took a few minutes for some mindful breathing exercises? Maybe stepped away from your desk for a quick walk outside, or even just made a cup of herbal tea and took a few deep breaths. By incorporating small acts of self-care into your day, you can break the cycle of stress and regain control. Listen up, because this is key. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about fueling your resilience, building strength, and showing yourself compassion on your journey to recovery and well-being. Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about? Mindful moments, movement magic, sleep like a champion, healthy boundaries, and connection are your secret weapons. Put them into practice every day, even in small ways, and watch the difference it makes. You're capable of amazing things, but you need to take care of yourself first. So go out there, rock your recovery, and remember you've got this. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. Let's spread the love and support for mental well-being one conversation at a time. See you tomorrow for another dose of Dopamine Damage Control.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.